Nancy, how long have you been teaching?
Let's see. I've been teaching for 20 years now.
20 years?
Yeah.
And have you always taught first grade?
No. Actually, I've taught a variety of ages of children. I taught 3-year-olds and preschool children for 7 years, and then I taught 5th, 4th, and 1st grade at the elementary level.
So always children.
That's right.
Now, would you say that being an elementary school teacher was a stressful job?
Yes, very much so.
And what is stressful about it?
Well, the children bring a lot of problems into the classroom. Problems from home, and then there are developmental things going on with each age, too. Emotional and social.
Could you think of an example of something stressful that happens at school? You know, something typical.
Well, I guess when I'm trying to teach something new to a class of 5- and 6-year-olds, and that's about 32 students now, and you're trying to teach a new concept, and there's one disruptive child, and a lot of times lately, there's been more than one disruptive child at a time who can't pay attention and is disturbing the children around him, so it pulls everyone off track.
So that you can't teach the lesson.
Right. As a teacher, you feel it's your job to be teaching these things that are in the curriculum, and then you end up spending so much time trying to teach children how to get along in the classroom setting and how to behave and be polite to each other, and it seems like there gets to be less and less time to teach what we're supposed to be teaching.
Okay, so there's less time for teaching and more time spent on...
on helping children work out their personal problems.
Now, Nancy, you say that teaching is very stressful. Do you think it's more stressful than other kinds of work? Have you had other jobs besides teaching that were...
Yes, I've done office work and sales. And the big difference with teaching is that you're never really finished. I mean, when I did those other jobs, I could go home at 5 or whatever and forget about it till the next morning. But with teaching, it's never over until summer vacation. You know, I mean, you carry around the responsibility of those children all the time.
So, evenings and weekends.
You are never really free of the stress of that responsibility.
How does that stress manifest itself?
Fatigue.
Fatigue? You feel tired a lot?
Yeah. I think that comes with working with young children. And the younger the children you work with, the more energy they require. I think any mother of a young child will tell you that.
So you feel tired. Anything else? Do you ever lose your temper?
Well, I have to keep my temper in the classroom. I mean, that's my job. But I do find that, now that I have a child of my own, I sometimes have less patience with him, and it's probably related to the fact that I've spent the whole day being very patient with 32 children. I mean, I have to admit that I'm a much better mother during the summer than I am during the school year.
Nancy, do you find that as a teacher you get sick more often than other people?
Definitely, especially when I was teaching preschool. Whatever cold or flu the children got, I would get too.
Because of the stress of working with little kids, or?
Partly, yeah. I really believe that stress does make you more susceptible to illness, that it weakens your immune system. Well, yeah, because, you know, the younger the child, the closer you work with him. I mean, physically. I mean, you know, the kids are in your lap, in your face, and they're coughing, sneezing, and touching you. And maybe your tolerance would be higher if you weren't under so much stress. I think it's related.
Nancy, what do you do to relieve stress?
Well, I find it's very important to exercise. I go to an exercise class regularly. And also, it's been very important to me to have good friends that I can talk to when I need to.